Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC. Very entertaining over here. The GAC here in Washington, D.C., put on by that fine organization called the America's Credit Unions. Have you heard of it, Rodney?
I certainly have heard of them, yes. And I'm so delighted that they have the largest gathering ever
6,
here in
people
Washington. 6,000 people to tell the story of credit union service to their members.
Indeed. Well, you might recognize these folks here in the studio lounge. The one right next to me is former chair of the NCUA, Rodney Hood. How are you, Rodney?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you again. I've been away from the board now about 4 weeks.
What? 4 weeks? Wow. Seems like yesterday.
It seems like yesterday.
So, and we also have Brad Downs here from the SRM. How are you, sir?
Great to be here.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. When was the last time we spoke?
We had a conference with Mark Seawright. You and I had an interview.
That's right. It was like last fall?
Ago.
No, yeah. I thought it was last year sometime. Last fall or something like
something
that.
Like
anyway.
That. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you guys anyway.
You too.
Yeah. So how is the conference going so far?
I think the conference is going well. I'm seeing a lot of old friends.
I bet
you
are.
A lot of the credit unions that are continuing to tell me the great work they're doing to serve their members. And, you know, I really cared about innovation and technology and how it can really drive member value. And a lot of the fintech folks are having conversations about how they're delighted to be here.
Good.
Again, wonderful day one.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, that's why I was appreciated by when you were on the board. You and Todd and Kyle, you guys were really plugged in to the technology aspect that we're all experiencing right now. So I always appreciated that with you guys. So and you're still doing it. You're still at it. So
I am.
Yeah. So Brad, do you want to share the big news? You want to tell folks what's going on? Why Rodney? Well, we all know why Rodney's here. So
we're excited.
You want to share?
Absolutely. We're excited to announce that Rodney Hood is a new member of our International Advisory Board. And so we had a press release today announcing that, and we're excited about the working relationship we have with Rodney. I know he's got a lot of opportunities and things he could be doing, and we're blessed to have him work with us.
So what brought this? I mean, I think the first question is, what brought this about? Rodney, who wants to go first on this? Rodney, how about you?
Well,
what brought this about?
When I was a safety and soundness regulator, I certainly cared about what are those members of the ecosystem doing to strengthen our credit unions? What are they doing to really help them not only meet the needs of their members, but to do so safely and soundly?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Brad is one of these individuals that I would see at conferences, whether it be the Government Affairs Conference or the World Council. So he was there meeting with credit unions on behalf of SRM.
Mm-hmm.
I was there as their regulator, but at the end of the day, we met, and it turns out that he had a lot of the same mission that I did,
right,
and that's a mission around purpose, around service,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that SRM is this value-based organization. It aligns with the things that I care about, and it went from me running into him at conferences to being a part of his International Advisory Board. And Mike, as you know, you and I have seen each other at different conferences all over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So SRM, they have an International Advisory Board, so I get to really bring in a lot of those relationships from the regulators in the UK, South Africa, Africa itself, South America. So it's really neat that I can be a part of this wonderful organization that is well regarded in the credit union industry.
Yeah, and I think you took the question out of my mouth, because I was going to say, hey, so what are some of your tasks that you get to do, Rodney, being in this position?
Well, looking at what are some of the opportunities where a company like SRM can really add value. As you know, their whole purpose is around helping the credit unions optimize their balance sheets, optimize their payment systems, all the things it takes from a contractual perspective.
Yeah.
They're bringing that level of expertise. Where there are credit unions that are working all over the globe, so I would like to perhaps leverage some of the relationships that I've been able to cultivate all over the globe, but also even domestically here. What are some of the things that are maybe some gaps, or what are some things that I can do to add value? Again, but it is at a board seat, so it's advisory, so it's not fiduciary, but it's more working alongside in partnership.
Mm-hmm. And Brad, I want to get your perspective from the SRM perspective. I mean, how do you feel about this, and where do you see it going?
I feel excellent about it. You know, one of the things my father taught me was hire people that are more talented and brilliant around you. And
so
we feel like we did that with Rodney. And our business, you know, we're trying to grow every year. And so, you know, a lot of different things that you do in growth, you have to be creative and innovative in terms of our business globally, Rodney certainly has connections that can help us with credit unions. But, yeah. In terms of how we advise our clients and things about payments, technology, strategy, and even regulatory mm-hmm. aspects of it, Rodney brings some depth and breadth of experience for us so that we can go, become better services for our clients as well.
So, indeed. Yeah, I like the global aspect of this as well. So, share with me that the importance of having a global aspect of this.
So we have, SRM, which is in the U.S., then we have SRM Europe, which is in the U.K., and we have an international advisory board, which half of our members are in the U.S., the other half are in Europe. And it's U.K., Germany, Belgium, we have one in Sweden, and so part of our business model is we want to be able to, utilize talent that can help us become better at what we do, find opportunities, become stronger in our offering to our clients, and so this international advisory board helps let us see things that are around the corner that we can't see for ourselves,
right.
And so we're caught in our business and our day-to-day and month-to-month type things, but an international advisory board has really helped us the last 4 or 5 years see opportunities where we can become better and become more efficient.
What does this mean for credit unions, having this global vision and also looking at the horizon, because that's a full-time job in itself, especially in a technology perspective.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for your current clients and even prospects down the road?
I think what it helps and what we've seen so far is that it doesn't really matter where your resources are. You want to be able to provide the best resources and opportunities for your clients regardless of where their location is. So we've utilized UK resources into U.S. clients, and we've provided U.S. resources into European clients. And so our objective is, by bringing this in terms of an international business, is trying to find the best in class, where are the things coming in multiple different industries and multiple different continents, and then how do we provide those opportunities to our class, whether it's payments, disruptors, technology, fintechs, ways that you can become more efficient, models, data, all those types of things come together where you can provide your clients the best information and resources possible.
So, indeed. And Rodney, I want to go back to your time on the NCOA board. How is this going to not only help you, but actually help SRM as well? Kind of seems like a two-way street here.
Well, the knowledge base that I was able to glean insight from being a regulator and looking at global issues, if you think about it, what's going on in the fintech space, what's going on around interest rate risk, liquidity risk, all of the things that not only that our American credit unions are facing, but also the credit unions abroad. And from my having worked a lot with the regulators in the UK and others from the World Council that I've been exposed to, it just allows me to really be able to give some insights on issues that I think a global company such as SRM is going to be sort of anticipating as they want to add member service. And I think the winners of this are not just the 138 million members of credit unions in America, but the whole global 330 million membership base of members of credit union. So I'm just excited about leveraging the relationships, taking the insight again from things that I from creating that new Office of Innovation and Access, from creating that opportunity for credit unions now to know that their prudential regulator cares about technology. And it's by doing so, they're going to be able to come in with partnership ideas and things of that nature. I was just the other day with a group from Canada, and it was a group of credit unions saying, hey, we need to really hear from you guys around what's going on around technology, especially around artificial intelligence. So the fact that companies like SRM, because of their global reach, they can really bring a lot of the insight from America to some of these other emerging groups who want to embrace technology.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who goes to, like, I'm going to talk about another conference here, the World Credit Union Conference, knows what a tight-knit community this is worldwide. So this is why I'm kind of focusing on the world aspect of it, because we're all in this together, obviously, it's really cool.
And especially, when you talk about it spreading and how we're in it together, who embodies that togetherness more so than the credit union spirit? I mean, it's about collaboration, it's about cooperative. The CUSOs, the credit union service organizations, the fact that credit unions, because of their nature, they share resources, they share back office support, they share ideas. So I love that, and that's not just something that we see in America, but we see that play out globally. And again, I'm excited about the days that are ahead of us.
Indeed. Brad, you want to add anything to that?
I can't add much more to that. We're excited about having Rodney, and thank you for the opportunity today to
are you kidding me?
Talk
this is
about
awesome.
This, announce this, and we certainly feel like we have good things ahead of us, so thanks for the opportunity.
I think so. Talk about setting the table nicely. You guys are doing some good stuff there. Yeah.
Thank you for just all of your leadership, and you such a wonderful voice in the Credit Union community.
Thank you.
You really amplify issues that I know your members really glean a lot of insight from, and I know I can't wait to hear all the other speakers that you're going to be interviewing over the GAC this year.
Yeah, we got about 60 of them, so there's a lot of content out there. All right, well, thank you guys. Appreciate the time. Congrats.
So
this is a great move.
Thank you.
I look forward to more conversations down the line.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well done, Rodney. Thank you very much.
All right,
Brad, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good job. Dynamic duo from the SRM now. Well done.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.